Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ben Weinheimer, chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Back with Ben in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 19th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 14,000 head to be offered, 4,000 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
From the early days of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, they represent feedlots in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma, they've been involved with the Roundtable. And Vice President for TCFA, Ben Weinheimer, currently serves as chair of the group.
What was the reason several years ago when TCFA elected to become a part of USRB?
Well, I think we all know that we have a tremendous amount to be proud of in the beef industry. We definitely know we're the global leader in sustainable, responsible beef production. And so it just made sense for us to be involved in this effort and really be able to communicate all the good things that our cattle producers do to care for the environment, care for their people, be part of their communities, and produce the best beef in the world.
USRB obviously is an offshoot of the World Global Roundtable. What's the difference when you start thinking about that global group and the U.S. group?
So if you rewind about 10 years ago, the bigger conversation around beef sustainability really was driven more at the global level. But that really just kind of set the stage for all of us within each of our countries to really focus on our own beef production systems. And so as we worked about 5 years ago to help stand up the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, that's exactly what it's about. It's about our U.S. Beef production system. It's about our practices on the ground that we implement every day to do those things that are best for the cattle, best for the environment, and best for our people.
Detractors of within the business say you're sitting in the same room with the World Wildlife Fund. They say that's unacceptable. How do you respond to those type of folks?
You know, I think it's like a lot of things that you have a tendency to be concerned about something if you don't understand it. What we've been able to do through the roundtable is to engage with some of these organizations that maybe have historically been on opposite sides of the table, but instead we've brought them to the table. We've given them an opportunity to really learn about U.S. beef production and what we do, because even as you look at cattle producers and conservation organizations, we have a tremendous amount in common when it comes for caring for the environment and caring for natural resources, and really a vested interest in maintaining cattle out on pastures for the good things that they do for the ecosystem and biodiversity and wildlife. There's a lot of mutual benefits and common interest when it comes to cattlemen and conservation organizations. So it's really something about, giving them a chance to come in and learn about that and, have a chance to really better understand what it is that we do every day.
Where are we on the process of coming up with sustainable solutions for the industry?
So through this effort of the roundtable over the past 5 years, we just recently approved a sustainability framework. That framework has finally put to bed this question about, well, what is the definition of sustainability? So we know now that that's really a focus on being economically viable, environmentally sound, and socially responsible. But more importantly, if you put that in just day-to-day terms for what it means for our cattle producers, it's about profitable farmers and ranchers that are good stewards of the land, that they care for the animals, and they have a obligation to be responsible stewards of the natural resources.
It seemed like that as you've worked through that process that in a lot of cases we're talking about things that your members and cow-calf operators and others within the beef chain. I've already done a lot of those things, or are actively doing those things.
I think that's an accurate statement in that the industry has done a tremendous amount to always put its best foot forward, to look for opportunities to improve in our productivity and our efficiencies. But yet, this isn't about trying to create, you know, some new obligation or some new mandatory or regulatory type initiative. This is just a voluntary way for the whole supply chain, the whole industry, to come together and better communicate exactly what it is that we do every day. Those of us that grew up in agriculture and have raised livestock take for granted the pride and the satisfaction that you get in raising animals and helping feed a growing U.S. and global population. But that, we all know how small that number is. And so this is a way for us to put in words and articulate what that really means to us in our day-to-day lives as far as raising cattle and producing beef for the world.
Chairman of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, Ben Weinheimer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.